Oh, I love hearing that song. It just says summer to me. It's Dave Player and for Steve Cochran on this Memorial Day Monday here on 720. WGN, if you're a Cubs fan, if you've never taken a historic Wrigley Field tour, you are missing one of the coolest, most historic tours in Chicago. They happen just about every day, and the tours really provide a behind-the-scenes view into the operations of this classic ballpark celebrating 103 years. And joining us live from Wrigley is Evan Hill, who is the head of tour experiences of Wrigley Field and the Chicago Cubs. Good morning to you, Evan.
Morning, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know I love these tours. I do them every year because I always learn something new. Let's talk a little bit about the ballpark. How did Wrigley become Wrigley?
You know, the Cubs started playing there in 1916, I think that's when the ballpark really took off. For a couple of years, the Chicago Federals played there. With the Cubs moving in now over 100 years ago, and being in the middle of a neighborhood like that, I think the appeal really took off from that.
I think it cost about $250,000 to build.
Something like that. Not too expensive to build, and a little bit more money has been put into it since then.
Yeah, you would think so. I'm sure the Ricketts look at that price point and go, that would have been nice. You know, that would have been nice. In 1922, it was known as Cubs Park, and then it was 1926 that it was renamed Wrigley Field. Obviously, it has been the site of some major historic moments. We've always talked about, Babe Ruth's called shot when Ruth allegedly, do we still say allegedly, pointed to the bleachers?
I think we say allegedly just because we can't find any video proof. But on our tours, we really like to talk like it definitely happened.
Okay, all right. Gabby Hartnett's famous homer in the Gloman in 1938. The great pitching duel between Jim Hippo and the Reds' Fred Tony, and of course Ernie Banks' 500th. That's got to be a big one.
Sure. And then I don't know if you heard about last season, but we won a World Series.
Get out of here.
A new thing we like to mention on the tours. It's pretty exciting.
You know, what's funny is because we've had to kind of like find all those little moments in this list because we didn't have a rig. You know, that was, and people don't realize this, even though, you know, we obviously have won the World Series before, you know, almost a century ago. It didn't happen at Wrigley Field.
Exactly. Yeah. That was in 1907 and 1908. The Cubs weren't at Wrigley Field at the time. They're on the west side ground. So, to have a ballpark that's over 100 years old and to say we weren't able to celebrate a World Series championship there is nice to sort of check off the list. And now the next step, let's win a World Series at Wrigley Field. Let's win it at home.
Absolutely.
We're aiming for that this year.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the bleachers and the scoreboard weren't originally part of the field. That was the late 30s, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. 1937, we put in the bleachers pretty much as you know them today. Obviously, there's been expansions over the years. But that famous hand-operated scoreboard out there went in as well. And, that's really a cool feature of Wrigley Field. I know we've added the video boards that have been great to have replays and other video features, but to still have that hand-operated scoreboard to watch the scores from around the league and the score from our game. It's pretty cool to have that old feel in the ballpark.
This is what I still love going to Wrigley is that they're the two big jumbotrons. They do not show the scores on there. There's stats, there's trivia. If you want to look at the score and what's happening in baseball, you got to look at that old scoreboard.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think we really listened to the fans. We knew fans wanted us to modernize the ballpark. But they also wanted to keep that old school feel. So, we thought a great way to do that was, hey, if you want the score, look at the scoreboard like you always did. But if you want a replay, we can provide that now.
And nobody's ever hit the scoreboard?
Nobody has except the golfer Sam Snead. Came to Wrigley Field in the 50s.
Is that right?
Eat a golf ball up and got on his second chance, yeah.
That's awesome.
Say Roberto Clemente hit it hard enough and went just to the left of the scoreboard. But he's the only one to come close.
Now, Kyle Schwarber, didn't he just hit the Wintrust sign? The Wintrust, what was it?
The Budweiser.
It was the Budweiser.
The Budweiser sign, yeah, in batting practice. And, of course, famously in the 2015 playoffs against the Cardinals, he hit the one that stayed on top of that video board. So
that's fantastic.
That thing's afraid of him, I think.
That's fantastic. So what will you see on a daily tour, Evan?
So on a non-game day tour, you're generally going to – we now enter through the new park at Wrigley, which if you haven't seen it, is beautiful. nice park space. There's a Starbucks and some other shops. You'll start there. You'll go into the ballpark, sit in the seating bowl, go out to the bleachers, go up through the press box, the visitors clubhouse, the Cubs dugout, and down on the field. And of course, you're going to learn, 103 years of Cubs history and Wrigley Field history along the way.
That's very cool. So there's non-game day tours as well, and there's game day tours, correct?
That's right. Yeah. So on a game day tour, we don't have some of that same behind the scenes access, like going in the press box because the press is already there, or the visitors clubhouse because the visiting players are already there. But you do get that sort of pregame game atmosphere where there are players working out down on the field. There's the energy of people setting up for the game behind the scenes. So I would definitely recommend trying out both tours whenever you're in Chicago.
And now we have the park at Wrigley, which is just beautiful, by the way. I actually think that makes that ballpark experience even more special.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, to be able to hang out in there before the game, after the game, or even during the game. I see a lot of families, kids running around in the grass. They're watching the game up on the screen. It's really been a nice feature for us.
My son started working there this season. You want to talk about a dream come true for a 16-year-old kid. Man, he pinches himself every day. He walks into that ballpark and works the marquee, or he works under the marquee, or works the park. It's just been incredible. Now, these tours are about 90 minutes, and what is the cost of the tour, Evan?
It's $25 per person, and that's for a 75 to 90-minute tour.
Okay. And you do private tours as well. You can schedule those. You can schedule school or camp tours, career tours, living legend tours. There's all kinds of different tour packages you can do there. And one of the things you have is you've got two pairs of tour tickets to give away, which was very cool. And we'll just do it on the regular phone line, 312-981-7200. We'll take the seventh and ninth caller for a pair of tickets, two pairs of tickets, 312-981-7200 to tour Wrigley. When is the next tour, Evan?
We've got them going on all day today, actually.
Oh, that's fantastic.
9 to 5 every hour on the hour.
Beautiful, beautiful. We appreciate that. And again, for more on the tours, go to wrigleyfield.com. Evan Hill from the Chicago Cubs. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you do the same.